current news. I'm John Scott. That's the sound of pro-Palestinian demonstrators chanting ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address. Inside the Capitol, though, a different story. Netanyahu receiving multiple standing ovations. He said the U.S. and Israel must remain steadfast allies in a fight between civilization and barbarism.
For the forces of civilization to triumph, America and Israel must stand together. Because when we stand together, something very simple happens. We win, they lose.
The Prime Minister vowed to Congress to press on with the war in Gaza until total victory. Vice President Kamala Harris did not attend. House Republican leaders told lawmakers to focus on criticizing Vice President Harris's record without reference to her race and gender, following caustic remarks from some Republicans attacking her on the basis of identity. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with a report.
During a closed-door meeting Tuesday morning, chair of the House GOP campaign arm Richard Hudson of North Carolina and others issued the warning after a series of comments by their members that focused on Harris's race, as well as claims that she is a DEI pick, according to the two people in the room. Since President Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race, Republican leaders have tried to train their criticism of the presumptive Democratic nominee on her handling of the border and her plan to skip Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech before Congress. But several Republicans immediately took the criticism in a different direction. Speaker Mike Johnson said in a Tuesday morning press conference, quote, "This should not be about personalities. It should be about policy. And we have a record to compare." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The stock sharply lower. The Dow is down 438 points. The NASDAQ losing 568. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a post office.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation says it succeeded in getting postal workers at an office in Aurora, Illinois, to remove a tiny cross that was just visible at the back of a customer counter. The foundation sent a threatening letter to the post office stating that the presence of the small cross was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The group's primary activity is seeking to scour the public square of any symbols of Christianity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas is not enforcing a new law requiring abortion providers to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies. The pause comes as a lawsuit proceeds against the rule and other older requirements. For not enforcing the law, the state will be getting an extra 4 months to develop its defense of the challenged restrictions. That's ahead of a trial now delayed until June 2025. This is SRN News. CrowdStrike has blamed a bug in an update that allowed its cybersecurity systems to push bad data out to millions of customer computers.
The bug set off last week's global tech outage that grounded flights, took TV broadcasts off the air, and disrupted banks, hospitals, and retailers. CrowdStrike also outlined measures it would take to prevent the problem from repeating. It includes staggering the rollout of updates, giving customers more control over when and where they occur, and providing more details about the updates that it planned.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Delta Airlines was affected and is continuing to recover. French authorities have foiled several plots to disrupt the 2024 Olympics. France has been on high alert over the past 2 weeks as preparations to host the Olympics in Paris hit the final stretch. The 2024 Games begin on Friday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.